Welcome to Resounds, Arts and Culture on the High Plains. I'm Corby Skinner.
And I'm Jennifer Corning, and we're sharing stories of creative people who live and work in the Intermountain West. Airports are dynamic. People scurrying, scheduling, rescheduling, and just waiting for their flight. In recent years, airports have evolved. Now you can shop, dine, get a manicure, and even experience artwork. Today, we are joined by the City of Billings Director of Aviation and Transit, Jeff Roach, and the Yellowstone Art Museum's Director, Jessica Ogden. Together, we'll learn about the effect art has on the traveler in the terminal and how the artwork reflects on a community.
Jessica and Jeff, welcome to Resound. Art installations have been at the Billings Logan Airport for many years. Travelers may remember the display of kites, historic memorabilia, and even a life-size horse covered in pinto beans. It's all been at the airport. Well, recent renovations at the airport and Billings have included additions of alcoves of featured artists and art. We're going to hear a little bit about that, and let's just start from the beginning. And Jeff, can you just tell us a little background on the artwork at the airport, including, as we were just mentioning, that fabulous Ralston painting?
Yes. So the airport has a number of different ways that we acquire art for art installations. Art is very important at airports. It takes a potentially stressful, sterile environment and turns it into a welcoming environment where the traveling public feels like they're in a place that is warm and welcoming. It reduces stress. It just provides an opportunity for the public to focus on something that's not part of their overall travel experience. But we want to take an opportunity to highlight some of the cultural and historical and natural environment that we have through artwork at the airport. As you mentioned, there's been a lot of art at the airport for a number of years. We have everything from portraits of our early airport manager on the wall. The Ralston first flight is one of our key features that we have at the entryway into the passenger screening checkpoint. And then we also have other art displays throughout the terminal that we own or are on lease to the airport. And some of those are efforts by the artists just to get their artwork out and displayed and their name out there. But others are just a way to share with the public what we're looking to provide in the way of a great experience, a memorable experience at the airport. So what we did was, during our last terminal upgrade, we did the upgrade of the air side of the terminal by expanding the number of gates that we had and some of our key components of the airport, like the passenger screening checkpoint and the gift shop and food and beverage options. But we wanted to create a space specifically where we could display art from our community. And what we did was created three alcoves right at the entrance to the B concourse, and then made those alcoves so that they were prominent places to display artwork. And then we worked with the Yellowstone Art Museum to put art in those locations.
I was just in New York and saw the renovation at LaGuardia, and it made me think about the Billings Airport and how we feature what's distinctly Billings. So that fabulous map, I mean, I think the renovation's beautiful, but then I love the idea that people are coming to Billings and they're not just seeing cowboy ropes and stirrups and hats. We actually get to see some contemporary artwork. Jessica, tell us about how you got involved with this project.
Sure. So we were delighted as the concourse was getting completed to be contacted by the airport and asked, what's possible? You know, how can we really think about this space as being a dynamic space in the airport, being a space that showcases regional artists? And as Jeff mentioned, you know, it's great that our airport has those favorite pieces that we can see again and again when we visit. It's like having friends that you get to check in on. But we were really excited about having the artwork in this alcove rotate and having it change over time. So for those of us who are in and out of the airport, you can see something different each time you come. And I think having it both tell a story of our region, but also showcase these artists, many of whom are based here in Billings, but not exclusively. There are artists from all across the area. And so it's just been a really nice way to highlight the great work that's happening in Billings and throughout Montana.
Jeff, you're the director of aviation and transit for the airport. How did the art hat get passed over to you?
Well, as I mentioned, art is very important in airports. There are airports throughout the world that have significant art programs. If you look at airports like San Francisco International, they've created an actual museum of their artwork within the airport with a curator and a museum director. I mean, it is a significant part of their experience. And we have done the same thing here at Billings, but just on a much smaller scale. I mean, anywhere you go in the terminal, you can see artwork. It's at our entryways. It's throughout the terminal as you're traveling up to your aircraft. When you get off the aircraft, you're walking down the exit hallway and you see prominent displays of artwork. So it really is a major component of an airport manager's responsibility to ensure that the environment is welcoming, is stress reducing, and it creates a sense of place. But there are also other things that we're looking at when we want to install art in our airport. Not only does it create a sense of place and a calming effect, but it also has operational and financial benefits for the airport. People who stop and take a look at the artwork and spend some time moving around throughout the terminal tend to buy more. So our gift shop gets visited more often, our food and beverage concessions. When that stress level is down and people feel comfortable in the environment they're in, they tend to take advantage of those purchasing opportunities. But also we're looking at the airport as a brand. We want to make sure that when people think about the Billings Airport, they have a very positive feeling about the airport. And so art is a very important component of our overall brand and what we want to make memorable to passengers as they travel through the airport.
I do think the new airport is very comfortable and very spacious. I love the bathrooms.
Everybody does.
And it's easy to sort of like a bathroom. But I think it's interesting and it's somewhat challenging. We don't have paintings of ducks and mountains and deer and things that I think a lot of people expect art to be. The work is interesting, perhaps somewhat challenging. Jessica, how did you go about deciding what pieces should be in the airport and represent our community?
Sure. So we've been really lucky. Ever since we started the installations at the airport, this program has been led by Eric Jensen. Eric is an artist himself. He's an incredible painter. He's also an educator. He has taught on both Rocky and MSUB's campuses. And so for us, he has really been the driver of how do these installations come together. And for this particular installation, it was really important to him to have a jury that was working on the selection of the pieces. So a call for art was put out that had a theme to it. And then the jury gathered, also made up of local educators. We've got a representative from MSUB's campus, Brian Leahy. We have Ingrid Aspenlund from Rocky Mountain College campus, and then Lucy Realbird from Hardin K-12 Education was the jury that looked at dozens of artworks that had come in to that open call. And using the theme of Starlight on Snowdrifts.
Say that again. What's the theme?
The theme is Starlight on Snowdrifts, and it's meant to be beacons of inspiration during a season of darkness. We knew this was going to be a winter exhibition. We didn't know it would be one of our warmest winters on record. And so we were really trying to think in that winter landscape, how do these art pieces tell a story? How do they reflect that experience here in Montana?
I guess you didn't know we weren't having winter this year.
We didn't. We didn't have that in our forecast. So,
I love the idea of all those people involved,
absolutely,
and representing the community, and picking a theme. Jeff, how's the reaction been? You probably hear from both travelers and then also your staff.
It's been very positive. We've had a lot of great feedback on the artwork. Both installations that we've had so far have been very well received. I can't say that I've heard anything negative about any of the artwork that's displayed. It's all been a very positive experience. And again, it offers us an opportunity to provide variety that changes on a regular basis so that we're staying fresh. We're staying a part of the overall culture and community with this display.
Jessica, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the artists that are currently at the museum? I look at you and I can only say Jessica, Yellowstone Art Museum. Jessica of the Billings-Logan Airport is your new hat. So tell us about the artists and the work that's up there now.
Sure. Well, we could spend a whole episode because there are 7 of them, which is really exciting for us. You know, the first installation that we did showcased 3 artists. And so the expansion to having 7 artists felt like a real opportunity to highlight even more of the work that's happening. But when we look at the 7 artists who are in the installation right now, what I love is the range of who they are and what their work shows. So we have emerging artists, folks who are in artist residencies here in the state and really establishing themselves as part of our artistic community. But we also have artists who are often seen exhibited throughout our region. Gordon McConnell, Maggie Hultner, Todd Forsgren, you know, artists whose work we're very familiar with, but getting to see their work in context of other artists feels like an exciting opportunity. There's a real range of medium across these 7 artists. So we have several ceramicists in this exhibition, which wasn't uncomplicated, but was really exciting to include their work. We have several large sculptures. There's photography. There's the traditional medium of painting. And then when we look at where in the region they all are, there's a pretty wide footprint. So several of those artists, as I mentioned, are here in Billings, but we also have artists from Bozeman, Helena, Red Lodge. So, you know, we recognize that people coming into the airport aren't only staying here in Billings. They're traveling further beyond and throughout our region. And so part of our hope is that they will see something that they're really curious about and maybe have the opportunity to visit those artists in another exhibition in the state or even at their studios. I mentioned some of them are in residencies that have public components to them. So, you know, it's really great that these artists can connect with an audience through these installations.
Jeff, what is the sort of numbers of people coming in? I mean, that's really interesting because the Big Sky does start right here. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Billings-Logan International Airport is a regional airport. I mean, it is an economic driver, not only for our community, but for the entire region as well. And so we're seeing growth in our passenger numbers. We are over a million passengers for 2025. And that's a significant milestone that we celebrated on December 22nd. We recognized our millionth passenger coming off of a flight and definitely highlighted that significant event.
Somebody must have had a really good tracker.
We had a very scientific way of selecting that millionth passenger when they came off the aircraft. But it was a great event, a great way to celebrate exceeding a million passengers for the first time in a calendar year. And we expect that growth to continue. We're on track to see pretty normal growth, 4 to 6% per year is pretty average for us coming out of COVID. We're unique in Montana airports in that we're the only hub airport in the state. We're the only one that has connecting flights. So we have five communities that are served by Cape Air. These are our essential air service communities where flights come in every day bringing people from north central and northeastern Montana to our airport to either stay here in Billings and do their business, get the services that they need, or to connect on flights to go anywhere else in the world from our airport. And that creates our numbers of tourism and what we call business travelers, people who are traveling for business-related items. We're at about 50-50 here in Billings. Again, another fairly unique thing for our airports. If you look at the larger Western Montana airports, they're very much more tourism-related, right? We're balanced, and so you'll see our numbers pretty balanced throughout the year. Of course, we have our big holiday peak and our summer peak, but we don't have the huge peaks and dips that the other tourism-related airports in the state have. And so our passengers are coming throughout the year, and that's what we look at when we're looking at how do we get new air service in our community, how do we set up our operations to make the airport, again, a very welcoming and easy experience for people. And so we like to think that we're a balanced airport with just normal, steady growth, and we'll continue on that path.
I'm wondering, well, you know this, I know this, people that live in Billings realize that 27th Street goes from the airport right to the Yellowstone Art Museum, and there's not, I think, two stoplights, but it's a direct line.
It's a straight shot.
Is there ways that you've worked at encouraging people that are maybe new to Billings to realize right down the street, the art museum?
Sure. So, you know, we actually see a fair amount of our airport travelers in the museum who identify as either being visitors to our area or being between flights, or, you know, they're coming from elsewhere in the region and they have just enough time to come into the museum before they head up to the airport. So I think there's always been that relationship between our two buildings. They're in such proximity to one another, and it makes the museum an easy addition when you're going and coming from the airport. But of course, it's also our hope that with this installation, there will be a larger awareness of both folks here in our community and people traveling to Billings that there's this amazing contemporary art museum that they can come and explore while they're in town. We do have some information about the museum that's part of the installation, hoping that it'll drive some traffic to us. But I think maybe we should put mileage on there too, so folks know just how close we are.
The range of artwork is very interesting. When you mentioned ceramics, I immediately thought, Jeff, what's the liability? What's the security situation? And then does the airport also get to approve the final decisions about the work and the installation of it?
Yes, we do. I mean, again, it's our facility, so we need to be sure that it fits in with the themes that we have, looking at the natural, cultural, and historic environment in our region. And so we wanted the art installations to be a part of that overall theme, so it's not just something that's unique and jarring to visitor. It actually fits in. And so that's why we created these alcove spaces, so that we would have a place that we could highlight some prominent artwork that ties a lot of our other artwork together throughout the terminal.
And what about security? Is that an issue?
We created, we call it a knee wall, a place that separates the passenger on the access ramp into the B concourse from the actual alcoves themselves. But we also have other security measures. We have, of course, cameras throughout the terminal, but we also have officers that are in the terminal whenever passengers are there. We also have our airport law enforcement officers. So we're not overly concerned about things happening, but we do carry insurance and have agreements in place to make sure that if something were to happen, that we'd all be taken care of.
And Corby, I just have to say, you know, the museum is so grateful for the airport's intentionality around this space. You know, the fact that the concourse was designed with this in mind, I think oftentimes you see public installations as an add-on or something that's done after the fact, but this was a real choice by the airport. And I think the way the space has been designed, the fact that it feels so safe and secure, is all an outcropping of that. And it really makes us as an institution, but more importantly, the artists themselves feel confident about having work exhibited there. And, you know, takes away some of those worries and really makes it a space that's meant to showcase artwork. And, you know, their team from the beginning has been amazing to work with and has really helped us problem solve. You know, an airport is a really different space from a museum gallery. And so, you know, there have been things that have come up along the way, and there's always been a real collaboration to get to yes. You know, how do we make this work? And that's been a wonderful partnership between us. I think we also have to credit the committee that serves at the airport. And specifically, I do want to recognize Dave Hummel for his role in encouraging all of us to make this possible. You know, I have been in Billings just over 4 years now, but I think I was here for about 15 minutes before Dave approached me and said, you know, we have this space, we've got to make this work. What do you need to make that happen? And I think having that kind of community leadership sees projects like this come to fruition in a way that they might not otherwise.
And so it was a part of the budget for the renovation of the airport. It was not an add-on.
That's correct. It was intentional. Dave Hummel was a member of our Aviation and Transit Board during the development process. And he and other board members, staff, and our consultants that worked to put together the plans for the terminal expansion wanted to have a specific place where we could highlight artwork. And it was the hope that it would be a part of the overall museum relationship between the museum and the airport from the start.
I remember when the federal building was going up, and there was a lot of concern because there is, in federal buildings, a percentage that needs to go into the arts. And people were in an uproar about who was going to make the selection and whether they would be artists from Montana or not. And I remember telling Donna Forbes, who at the time was pushing to get Montana artists in, I said, here's the problem. Nobody goes into the federal building. I mean, you can't get in there unless you're in trouble.
There's not a million person foot traffic.
There are a million people. So I kind of like dismissed it, thinking it's a good idea and great for the artist, but who's going to see it? Whereas the airport really is a reflection of our community.
Absolutely.
It is, definitely. And we take that very seriously, that responsibility. When we designed the terminal expansion and redevelopment, we were looking at all the different ways that we could highlight the community, the region, everything from the artwork alcoves to the large windows that have the views of the mountains to the skylights with the natural light. and the Big Sky experience. So we were very intentional about making sure that we took all of those things into consideration while we were designing the terminal renovation.
Is there advice to other communities that how do you, not only just airports, I'm thinking about public spaces and what is that collaboration between state and federal organizations and institutions and art museums? I think this is a wonderful example of collaboration. Do you have suggestions for others?
You know, oftentimes I think art museums feel confined by our accreditation requirements around the permanent collection. And so when community partners of all stripes approach us for artwork in a public space, the first thought is something from your permanent collection. And that can be really difficult to execute for a lot of the reasons we've mentioned. And so I think the solution we found here that feels even more exciting is having that opened up to more collaborators, you know, working with folks from neighboring universities and campuses, thinking about how you can broaden the artists who are coming into a program. Our excitement around this being a rotating installation is that we'll be able to have countless partners on these installations over the years to come. And so I think when we don't cling so tightly to us being the ones to execute every piece of it, but rather open it up to those collaborations, there's just so much more that can happen in these public spaces. We want to see art in our communities. We want to see art in the places where people are coming and going as part of daily life. And so, you know, how we do that with as many partners as possible, I think actually keeps the museum from feeling overwhelmed and feeling like they don't have the staffing resources, the financial resources to do all of that themselves. But how can they be part of a collective group that's working on it? I think that's what's made this sustainable for us.
And it never hurts to have a champion like Dave Homo would.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. There reminding you to,
I would congratulate both of you. I think of airport art, and sometimes it's like, okay, there's the horse, you know, the big blue stallion. And, okay, we did our part for art. The idea of rotating and seeing a variety of things keeps it very vital and contemporary and inviting for travelers.
And exciting, you know, each time. Who am I going to see and what's the context going to be?
So get your tickets now.
Indeed. Fly more.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Corby.
It was a pleasure to be here today.
You've been listening to Resounds, Arts and Culture on the High Plains, produced by Corby Skinner, Jennifer Corning, and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by Alex Nauman. Hear this program anytime online at ypradio.org.